Okay, good morning, everybody. Agutabach. We started the Gemara on Daf Chof, Dalid, Omid Beis, and Gemara Pesachim. Let's do it again. The Amoraim quote two different versions in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, I think. Let me see again. Whenever you have Macholas Asuris, that's also, let's see. Amar Rabba, around 10 lines from the top of Chav Dal Amid. Amar Rabba Bo, Amar Rabbi Yechon. Kol Yisum Shabbatur, Macholos Asuris, Ein Loikim Aleim, Ela Gederach Achilosim. If you eat it, Shaluk Gederach Achilosim, you don't get Malkus. So what does it mean if you eat Shaluk Gederach Achilosim, you don't get Malkus? So the... The Rav Yoh is one of the early Rishonim, one of the Bali Atosis, the Rav Yoh. Dushach in Yerideya, where is this in Yerideya? Let's say they tell you where it is. Yerideya Kufnun Hei Siv Gimel. Dushach in Yerideya Simen Kufnun Hei Siv Gimel quotes the Rav Yoh, Halacha Lamaisa. And Mordechai quotes the Rav Yoh that he says that it's Mutar Lagamrei to eat treif of food. Shelo Kederach Achilos and is Mutar, there isn't even an Issa de Rabbanon. There's a Magid Mishnah. They tell you where the Rambam is here. Perek Yudalid Macholos Asuris Halacha Yud. The Magid Mishnah. The Rambam has a strange statement. The Rambam says. The Rambam quotes the second opinion in the Gemara. Let's see again. What's the two versions of what Rabbi Bo said? So the first version is if you eat Macholos Asuris Halacha Derech Achilosan, you don't get Malkus. The mute mai, what does it come to exclude? Amar Rav Simon bar Ashi, the mute, ocha chelev chai, if you eat raw chelev. Chelev is an isa koris. But if you eat chelev chai raw, like eating raw flesh, shepotter, then you're not chayiv koris and you're not chayiv malkus. Another version has it, Amar Rabban, Rabbi Yechon, the same Amora, but he said differently. By the time the Gemara was written down, so there were two versions of what he said. So the Ikad Diyami, the second version was Kolosim Shabbatar Lokim Alem Agderach HaNo'osam. He's not talking about Macholos HaSuv, he's talking about Isuri HaNo'ah. So if you get HaNo'ah, Shalok Aderach HaNo'osam in an abnormal way, you're not loike. In other words, if you get HaNo'ah from Isuri HaNo'ah, you are loike. But if you get HaNo'ah, Shalok Aderach HaNo'osam, then you're not loike. Lemute Mai. What's an example of Shalok Aderach HaNo'osam? Amar Rav Simi Bar Ashi, Nemute, Shemhi Achelev Chai. Sharaniskal gabi makasa shehu potter. Chelev is mutabano, but sharaniskal is also bano. So if you take chelev of the sharaniskal and you use it to heal, if you have a wound on the body, and you put chelev, sharaniskal, al gabi makasa, then you're not loike for hano. Bekolshken ocha chelev chai shehu potter. The first version, The way it says in Agamar, in the editions of Agamar, the Girsa that we have, the first version is Momistaber. If you eat, there were two versions, what Rabbi Bo said in the name of Rabbi Yechon. So the first version was, he was talking about Isuri Achila, that if you eat Shalok Aderach Achilosa, you don't get Malkus. The second version that he's talking about Isuri Hanoah, that if you get Hanoah, Shalok Aderach Hanosim. So the first version makes more sense because Achila is a prescribed act. You swallow food and it goes down the base habliya. Yeah, put the food. If you put food in intravenous into the body, that's not called achila. If you put with suppositories the rear end, that's not called achila. Achila is only. I remember once someone gave schnapps. Someone had yahrzeit, and after davening, he gave schnapps and cake. There's a minig that people say a bracha, and it's of a schnapps or of the cake or both, and then it's considered as chus for the niftar, that people are involved in saying additional brachas that they would normally not say. A normal person doesn't have schnapps and cake for breakfast. He's going to go home and eat a normal breakfast. So he's saying these brachas only because someone had yotzah. So I remember there was someone there in shul who wasn't allowed to drink schnapps because of health reasons. So when they poured the schnapps in the cups in the little tray, so they spilled some of it on the tray. So this rabbi walked over and he smeared some of the schnapps on his hand. And he said, the Gemara says, Asicha kishtia. The Gemara says, Sicha, when you rub oil into the skin, and the pores in the skin absorb the oil. So then I say sichi kishti. It's a din on Yom Kippur. There are hamisha inuyim. So you're not allowed to do achilo shtia. You're not allowed to eat and drink. And sicha is kishtia. The Gemara has sichi kishtia by truma. A zar who's a non-kohen is called a zar. I'm not a kohen. I'm not a levi. So I'm a zar. So a zar is not allowed to eat the truma. If it's truma, they're ice. And if a zar eats it, it's misa b'dei shamayim. B'zmanazeh, the Ramah writes in Shin Lamed Aleph in Yeridah that all truma, even in Eretz Yisrael, is only midrabbanim. Truma b'zmanazeh is only rabban. It's a question. Why is it only midrabbanim? Why did dinim apply b'zmanazeh also? That's for some other occasion to figure out why the Rambam writes like that. But the Ramah quotes that Rambam l'alocha, that truma b'zmanazeh is only midrabbanim. So if truma would be, when truma was their Isa, b'zman b'is rishon, but truma was their Isa, so the din was that a czar who eats truma b'sheigeg has to give keren b'chaymish. The Gemara says not only does it apply if he eats truma, if he soch shemesh al truma, because when you smear oil, it gets absorbed into the pores, hasicha kishtia. So the Rabbi Natam says in Taisa, hasicha kishtia only applies in these two cases, only by czar shoch al truma, czar shesoch truma, and by sicha on Yom Kippur. And he thinks that it's only by the Rabbanim. He thinks that it's not a din menator. The whole din sichi kishtia is only by the Rabbanim. It doesn't apply to schnapps, but this rabbi was kidding. So he said he's not allowed to drink schnapps. So he rubbed the schnapps into his skin. He says sichi kishtia. Yeah. So nachamol. Real achila shtia means when you have something royal achila and you swallow it and it goes down your throat. If you rub it in, if you take it intravenously, or you have a peg and you have a feeding tube and the food goes straight into the stomach, that's by definition, that's not called achila. It's not achila by macholas hasuris. If the food is asa b'hanoah and you put it in, so then the patient is getting hanoah. If he needs it to pikoch nefesh to keep him alive, so pikoch nefesh is decha kol ha-torah kula. That's on the next stuff. That's on the bottom of chafem and aleph going over tamen beis. And whatever this is suffix hakona. So pikoch nefesh is decha kol ha-torah kula, except for Abu Dazor, Gili Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. But if there's no suffix sakana, then if you take something that's also banah and you put it into the body through intravenous or whatever, so that's you're getting hanah. That's a form of getting hanah. So achila, there's a specific circumscribed act that's defined as achila. So if you have any other way of getting the food into your stomach, into your blood system, that's not called achilas. Even if you eat, but if you eat, you look at derech achilasai. So that's what Rabbi Bo says in Emra Dirchan, that's not called achila. Because achila is a restricted, it's one pu'ula. The food goes down your throat to the base habliya, down into the stomach. And if it goes in an unusual fashion, the Rambam gives you examples. He eats burning hot dogs, trefa hot dogs, nevela hot dogs. He eats it, he burns his tongue and he burns his throat. So that's achilu, shaloka derech achilu. So he takes the trefa hot dogs from the freezer and it's hard like a rock, it's hard like ice, and he chews in it, he eats it. That's not normal. People wait till it defrosts and then they warm it up and then they eat it. So if you eat it when it's ice cold, hard like a rock, or you eat it when it's burning hot and you burn your tongue, that's shaloka derech achilu. Or if the Rambam has another case, if you mixed in, let's say I'm cooking the food and I pour in ink into the food and it tastes awful. I pour in something and all the food tastes bitter. A normal person would never eat food like that. So that's achila, shaloka derech achila. They're two different dinim. There's one din, there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that, where is it? Andav Samach Tes, I think, Samach Es, Samach Tes. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk. What do you do if you have nevela? What do you do if you have trefa? He says, Nechomish, you're not allowed to eat a trefa. What do you do if you have nevela? So it says, you sell it to a guy, I'll give it to a ger toshav. So the Gemara learns that from that pasuk. Nevela harui la ger krui nevela, nevela sheinu harui la ger eina krui nevela. If you have nevela meat, that's usher, and you leave it out of the refrigerator so long for 2 months that it becomes spoiled and it smells, and if you eat it, you'll get a stomachache. So then the Gemara says, "Menatar, it's mutter to eat it." because Nevela Sheni Mori Lager. It's only Macholos Asur is called man that it's Roil Achilo Sodom. Once it's Nifsa Machilo Sodom, then it becomes Mutta Bachilo. So the Rambam quotes these are two different dinim. One is the food itself is edible. The food is Roil Achilo, but you eat it Shaloka Derech Achilos. Then there's another din, the Nevela Sheni Mori Lager, if the food is Nifsal Meachilo. Let's say if I put the tray for hot dogs in the freezer, so now it's hard like a rock. So would you say, oh, the hot dogs were nifsal me'achila sodom? So even after they become royal achila, it's also muta. No, the hot dogs were never nifsal me'achila sodom. You don't need a chemical procedure to defrost. They just take it out of the freezer and let it defrost. You let it warm up a little bit in the room. And that'll be roil achila. That's not called nifsam achila. That's called if you eat it when it's hard. Or let's say I just fried ham and eggs. So it's burning hot, and I eat it, and then it burns my throat, and it burns my tongue. So that's shaloka derech achila. So why don't you say even if you wait later and you eat it for breakfast, the ham and the eggs, it should be mutta because it was nifsam achila for a while. That's not called nifsam achila because when you fry something, it's burning hot. You don't need an expert chemist to make it roil achila. A head yot yochel achzira, a non-expert who never went to chemical to study graduate work in chemistry can figure out how to make it roil achila. If you mixed in some bitter flavoring into treifa food, and the food is nifsam achila, and there is a chemical procedure that you can apply to remove the bad flavor and to make it edible again. So that's called nifsam achila. If a layman can revert it back to the state of being royal achila, you need a mumchet based on a chemical procedure, then it's called nifsam achila. Nifsam achila, even if it becomes chayzev aneir, so the chabz das and yeridea, simakuv gimel said it remains mutam. But over here, it was never nifsam achila. If it was hard like a rock or it's burning hot, you can easily make it roil achila. Just wait till it defrosts, so wait till it cools down a little bit. So that's called shaloka derech achilos. So again, so the Gemara had, Rabbi Bo says that it didn't name Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the first generation of Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael. He learned by Rabbi Yehuda al-Nasi. Same time, they were all in Eretz Yisrael at the same time. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. So there were two, by the time the Gemara was written down, there were two versions of what he said. So the first version was that he says the name Rabbi Yochanan only regarding Isuri Achila. If you eat treif v'hut, shaloka derech achilosai, that's not called achila. So you don't get malchus. But by hanoah, there is no one specific form of a maisa hanoah. If you sell to a goy and you get money, or if you give it to a ger toshav and he's going to repay you sometime in the future, if he's not going to repay you, then you're not getting hanoah. But if you give it to a goy and he's probably going to repay, I give it to my next door neighbor, then my next door neighbor is going to become friendly with me and he'll be my Shabbos guy. Sometimes I'll turn on the lights on Yom Tov, whatever. So he'll repay the teiva. So if it's an ochre hamakira, it's considered kila mochrolo. Then you're not in violation of los sechonim, it's not a matan schinam, and it's considered a form of getting hanoah. So since there are different forms of getting hanoah, so you can say, shaloka derech hanoasam is not a violation of hanoah. There's no specific form of what hanoah, any form of hanoah is awesome. So the first version of Rabbi Boam, Rabbi Yochanan was only shalok derech achilosoi, ain't a loike. But there's no din of shalok derech hanoasoi. The second version was no. Second version was ikad di amri. Another version has it, Amar Bo, Rabbi Yochanan. Not only shalok derech achilosoi is not loike, even shalok derech hanoasoi is also ain't a loike. To the exclusion of what? The mute shemniach. If you have chaylev is mutabano, but sharaniskal is asamano. So if he uses chaylev sharaniskal agabi makosa for refuah purposes, that's shaloka derech hanoah. That's an abnormal way of getting hanoah. What's the normal way to get hanoah from chaylev? So Rashi says you smear boots with it or whatever you do with chaylev, but you don't put it on a makah. So according to the second version, even shalok haderech hanos is not like it. So kolchkin, what he said in the first version, the Gemara said, the kolchkin ochel chay, shehu pata kol shken if you do achilu shelo kedarach achilos, certainly not loike. That's the Gemara. So there's a Rambam. There's a famous Rambam there where the Ayin Mishpat tells you where it is. Perek Yudal Alocha Yud. So the Rambam writes, if you have something that's asa bahano, what macholas asuas are asa bahano? Our Gemara is talking about two. Kol HaTorakula. What are the two? Chametz BePesach and Shoran Niskal. So the Rambam writes, if a person gets hanoa from Yisur hanoa, izein aloike. Where does it say that? That's against the Bavli. That's not, the Gemara says, if you get hanoa, shelo kederach hanoa asay, you're not loike. But mashma, if you get hanoa kederach hanoa asay, Rashi wrote, if you use the chelev of Shorat Niskal for refuah purposes, that's not derach hanoa asay. Rashi writes, but if you use it for havara, if you use it for fuel to make a flame, you have chelev and you use it for fuel to make a fire, or limshach orus, or to shmir hide, to shmir the skin from the animals, so that's keder hanoa, so then you will be like. So the Rambam writes not so. The Rambam says, whenever you get hanoa from Mizir hanoa, you don't get malchus. That's against the Gemara. That's against the Gemara. So the Magen Mishneh tries to figure out where in the world did the Rambam get this idea from the Gemara. So he says the Rambam understood in the Gemara that whenever you have food, let's say chelev of Shoran Niskal, the chelev is royal. So because of chelev, it's an isakaris if you eat it. Because of Shoran Niskal, so it's also bahanoa also. Okay, so since the chelev of Shoran Niskal is royal achila and royal hanoa, so the only hanoa that he'll be loike on is achila. If you get any other hanoa other than achila, you won't be loike, because every other hanoa is shaloka derech hanoa asai, and he adds on. So it's like chatzi shir asman, but it's an isa deraisa, it's an isa deraisa. So he said, yeah, it's also bahanoa. It's also bahanoa min atayra. So the Magid Mishnah says, yeah, it's also bahanoa, but it's considered shaloka derech hanoa. So the only hanoa that you'll be loike on is achila. Any other hanoa, you won't get malchus. So the Mishlah Melech has a very long essay about this in Perakei and Hilchas Yisari HaTorah. Mishlah Melech goes on. There's no Rambam to know whether the Mishlah Melech goes on four long columns. There's nothing else on the page. You take a look in Perakei and Hilchas Yisari HaTorah when the Rambam talks about Yehorek Val Yavar and Bakol Misrapin, the Gemara from Chof Heim and Aleph. So the long, long Mishnah Melech's there. So he points out this Magen Mishnah is a Pella. What do you mean? That the Magen Mishnah says, Chatzishir, let's say, Alit Chazer. So you only get, so there's a Machlokes HaTanaim, how much Chazer does a person have to eat in order to get Malkas? Abbasim B'cholav, I eat Basim B'cholav. How much do you have to eat? So there's a Mishnah in Malkas and Perek Elohim Halok in the third Perek. So Reb Shimon Baichoy, Reb Shimon is of the opinion, kol shehu l'malkas. Even if you eat less than a kazaisa, you get malkas. Lama kazaisa ela le'inyan chatas bilvad. If you eat chelev adam, less than a kazayas, so if you eat chelev adam b'meizid, you chayv koris. If you eat it b'shogig, you chayv chatas. So you only chayv chatas if you ate a kazayas of dam, a kazayas of chelev. If you ate less than a kazayas, the Reb Shimon holds that there's no chi of chatas b'shegeg, but if you eat a b'mezid, you will be loike. And we don't accept Reb Shimon. We paskan if you eat less than a kazayas, there's no malchus. Is there an isa deraisa, or is only an isa derabbanan, chatzishir? So that's a famous machalik zabiach and Reish Lakish, the beginning of the last perik in Yuma. Yuma, I think there are eight prokim. So the first seven prokim are all about the karbonas, that is special karbonas that the Kohen Gadol has to bring on Yom Kippur. All kochim, the first seven prokim. And the eighth perik is the only perik that's relevant, bizman hazeh. It has about the hamisha inuim, achil ishti asicha, nil sasana tashm shamita, about the other dinim. So in the beginning of the last perik, the Mishnah says, you only chayev malchus for achil ishti on Yom Kippur if you ate a kishir. The shir on Yom Kippur is different from kol ha-tarakula. If you eat treifas, so the shir is kezayas, and if you drink something that's also the shir, the Rambam holds the shir is revias. And on Yom Kippur, everything is different. The shear is not kezayis. The shear for eating is maloy, is kosevis hagasa. And the shear for drinking is maloy lugmav. Maloy lugmav is less than a revius. Kosevis hagasa is more than a kezayis. Everything is different on Yom Kippur. Mar says, why? Because it doesn't say on Yom Kippur, lo soklu velo tishtu. It says, ha-nefesh ha-shalosu un. It says, ve-inisim es-naf she-sechem. Ha-nefesh ha-shalosu un ha-ben-ichrasam. So Kim Lahula Rabbanan, the Chachamim established that the amount that you have to eat to violate Inoy Nefesh is Kosevis Hagasa by eating food and Malay Lugmav by drinking, as opposed to Kazayas and Revias by usually trefa things. So there, there's a Machlek Zabiechan Reish Lakish. That's the first daf and the last parak in Yuma. What if a person eats a Chatzi Shir on Yom Kippur? There's no kores and there's no malchus if you eat chatzishia, but is it an isa deraisa or is it an isa derabban? So the Gemara says that it seems that in the later generation, Rabbi Yechanan was the first generation of Amoraim. So a generation or two later, when they were amdul minyan, when the Amoraim decided to take a vote on all the issues that Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish disagreed on, so the Pashta says they voted on each issue individually. It turned out, it turned out that Ruba de Ruba, we passed like the majority held like Rabbi Yochanan, except for three cases. The Gemara has in Yibamas, I think on Daf Lamed Vav. There were three cases where we passed like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan. So this is not one of the three. Here we passed like Rabbi Yochanan. The Chatzishir is also in our Torah, but you ain't a loike and there's no kares. Let's say, when a person has to eat on Yom Kippur, we're afraid if he doesn't eat, he may get deathly sick. So the Gemara says, "Machila Mosa Hakala Kal Tchila." If you can minimize the iser, if you can prevent them from getting sick and developing a sakana, if you can prevent them from getting sick by violating a lesser avera, so then you don't have a hetzer to violate the Mohammedic avera. So you should have him eat pachas pachas mikashir. Have him eat less than a shear of kosevis hagasa, wait a few minutes, have him eat another less than a shear kosevis hagasa, because if you don't eat kosevis hagasa, tochkedei achilas pras, then it's not mitzar. So it comes out, you only did an avera, a chatzi shear. So according to Reish Lakish, chatzi shear was only an avera de rabbanon. Even according to Rabbi Yechanan, whose opinion we have accepted, the chatzi shear is asim in Torah, but bottom line, chatzi shear, you're not like it, and there's no curse on a chatzi shear. So if you eat a chatzi shear, it's a lower level iser. It's a pachas pachas. It's a machina mosa hakala kal tchila. In contrast to eating a full shear shalem, if you eat less than a shear, it's less of an avera. So whenever you can save the person's life by violating less of an avera, let's say you have to be mechal Shabbos in order to save the person's life. So you can be mechal Shabbos by driving the car to the hospital. That's a on Shabbos. That's a melacha deraisa. If you have a, if you ask a goy to drive the car, that's Admir Lenochri is only an Issa de Rabbanon. So if you can easily save the person's life without any complications, if you can easily save the person's life by violating only a de Rabbanon as opposed to violating a deraisa, then we say we should violate Hakala Kalchila, violate the Rabbanon. So the same, let's say the person, if he's going to fast on Yom Kippur, the doctors are afraid he may develop a suffix sakana and he may die. May die one day earlier than otherwise. Like this is going to live till the age of 120. Like this will die a day before his birthday. So that's called pikuach nefesh. Even just to save one day extra, to live one day extra. Chayisho. Chayisho is also considered pikuach nefesh. Not only he's going to die at the age of 20, and if you mechal Shabbos, he'll live another 100 years. That's called chayoylem. He'll live for more than a year. Chayisho means the whole difference between being mechal Shabbos and not is going to add on less than 12 months to his life. It's not that by doing the chilul Shabbos will extend his life for more than a year. More than Yud Beis Chodesh, that's called Chayi Olam. Less than Yud Beis Chodesh, extending on a life, that's called Chayi Shoh. So even for Chayi Shoh purposes, we say also Pikuach Nefesh is Decha Shabbos. So the din is, if you can save the person's life by violating a lesser avera, so you have no hetter to violate the Mohammedic avera. So then you have to eat pachas pachas mikashir, because even the way Rabbi Yochanan says the chatzishir is asman atar, but there's no malchus and there's no kores if you eat a chatzishir. So it's better to eat less than a shear, wait a few minutes, eat less than a shear, wait a few minutes, then again eat less than a shear. That's called pachas pachas mikashir. Eats pachas from the shear, he waits. Eats pachas mikashir, so they're not mitzvah from yachad, because they're not tach kedei achilas pras. So everything he violated was pachas mikashir, as opposed to eating a whole meal now, b'masachas, that's a shear shalom, so that's mochomer. So to save a person's life, you should try to minimize the aver, make it less of an aver. Yeah. So again, so there is a machlek Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish, and we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, the chatzi shir is also menater. So the Magen Mishnah writes on the Rambam in Perik Yud Dalid in Macholas Aseres Halacha Yud, the Ayin Mishpat over here tells you where the Rambam is. So he writes, if you have Macholas Aseres that are also ba'anua, which are they? Chometz bePesach and Sharan Niskal. Those are the two that the Gemara is working on, the last two blood Gemara. So they're also Bahanoa, but the Iker form of Hanoa really is Achila. Any other form of Hanoa is considered Shaloka Derech Hanoa Asim. So he says, just like there's a Din Chatzi Shir Asim and Antoira Be'ein Loikim Olav, so to there's a Din Shaloka Derech Hanoa Asai is Ein Loikim Olav. So that's a Pella. So that long, there's a Lechem Mishnah there, and Hilchas Macholas Asuras, and there's long, long Mishnah Lamelech and Perek Hey in Hilchas Yisrael Torah, where they ask on the Magen Mishnah, what did he give a mashal? He says, Sharanis Kal Chametz B'Pesach Harasa Ba'anoa Min HaTorah. That was the whole sugya, Chizkiv Rababo. It's also Min HaTorah, but you ain't alike it because it's Shalok Kederach HaNa'asai. What's Kederach HaNa'asai? Only if you eat it. Not like Rashi said, Kederach HaNa'asai would be if you use a chelav of the Sharanis Kal to polish your boots, or you would use it for what other purpose? What did Rashi say? To shmir limshach oros or havara, to use it as fuel. That would be kederach hanos. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says any other form of hano other than achila is called shelo kederach hanos. So when is there an isa deraisa that the chametz bePesach and shal niskal is asmano? The isa deraisa only is if you eat it. And if you get any other hanoah, then it's only the Rabbanan. No, the whole sugya says, it's also banor, the whole chizke rababo, it's also banor menatera. So the Magen Mishnah says, yeah, it's also menatera, but you ain't a like it. It's like chatzi shir, also menatera, but ain't a like it. So this is a pella, how can he say that? The Gemara on Chof Hei Amid Beis, on the next daf, the Gemara tells a story about the 13, 14 lines down from the top. The line begins with the two words, sumik tfei. So on the next word, it says, Marbar Avashi Ashkechei L'Ravina. The end of the Talmud Bavli was edited by Ravina V'Ravashi. So the son of Ravashi is known as Marbar Avashi. So the son of Ravashi was a contemporary of Ravina. Ravina was a contemporary of his father, Ravina V'Ravashi. So Marbar Avashi Ashkechei L'Ravina. Ravina had a daughter who was sick. L'Shayef Lo Lebrati B'Geharki Diorlo. He took olives from an orla tree. Whenever you plant a tree, Avina Ravashi, they lived in Bavel. So the story probably happened in Bavel. What's a din of orla and chutz laaretz? So that the orla should have been a mitzvah tlibar, should have been an agricultural mitzvah. It really should have only applied in Eretz Yisrael. And that's how the pasuk reads in Parshas Kedoshim. Kisavoyal haaretz and the taitim kolets mechav al ratam alosai. So the Torah, so the Mishnah says in the end of the first parak in Kiddushin that agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael, except for Orla. Orla applies even chutzlas mehalocha. So what does the word halocha mean? So that's a machloikis in the Gemara there, the end of the first parak in Kiddushin. Doesn't mean halocha l'moshe misinai. So it's the raisa. So it doesn't mean mehilchas medina. Hilchas medina means that maybe it's only awesome with the rabbanim. So most assume that it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So orla b'chutz lords, we assume it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So what was he doing? Ravina, probably a chutz lords. He lived in Bavel. So Ravina was shmearing his daughter b'guharki di orla. Rashi says, what does the word guharki mean? He took the olives and he squeezed out the oil before the olives had habo ashlish. They weren't fully ripened yet. It's lo bishlo kol tzarkam. They weren't fully ripe yet. Usually, Chanota, by Paris or Elon, if fruit grows on a tree, how do you determine whether it belongs? The fruit grows on a tree. It doesn't start growing Rosh Hashanah and end at Rosh Hashanah of the next year. It starts growing in the summertime and it gets fully grown after Rosh Hashanah. So it's sloppy. Part of it grows 1 year and it finishes growing the other year. So does it belong to the first year, the second year, the third year? First 2 years, Yimafrish Trumagdala Maisa Rishon Maisa Sheni. The third year, Yimafrish Maisa Oni instead of Maisa Sheni. The fourth and the fifth years, Yimafrish Trumagdala Maisa Rishon Maisa Sheni. And the sixth year is a repeat of the third year, Yimafrish Maisa Oni instead of Maisa Sheni. And even the first 2 years that Yimafrish, the exact same thing, the Pasuk says in Parashas Rei, Aseta Ases Kaltua Zarecha, Ayotze Hasoda Shona Shona. So the Gemara understands that you can't be mafish mishon al charata, even though the both hafrushes are exactly the same. The first 2 years, or years 4 and 5, are exactly the same. True, Magdala, Maiserishan, Maiserishan, but you can't be mafish mishon al charata. So how do you determine which year it belongs to? So the Gemara says if it's tvue that's growing, so it depends on habo ashlish, 1/3 of its ripeness. And if it's Paris or Elon, it depends on Chanota. So Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah argues with Rashi, Tosfos Chanota is approximately Habo Ashlish by Paris or Elon. And if it's Yerek, it goes Basar Likita, depends when you pluck it out from the ground. Okay. So over here, here we're not talking about Trumas and Maisa, we're talking about the Orla. So Guharki, the Orka, means, Rashi learns, it, the olives that he got the olive oil from were not Hevi Ushlish. It was before Chanota. There was no Chanota on it. So Ravina was, his daughter wasn't well, his daughter was sick, so he was smearing his little daughter with the Guharki, the Orla, with the olive oil. Amalei, so Mar Barbashi confronts Rabbi and says, "Ei madam rabbanu mishan san sakana. If there's a sakana, so pikoch nefesh is doicha. So orla is also bahano. Even orla b'chutzlo is also bahano. But shlo b'shan san sakana miyama. Why your daughter is not b'sakana? So why are you using isuri hano? Amalei, so Rabbi answers, Aishos etzmirta. The daughter had fever. So he said, my daughter has a high fever." Sometimes a high fever, if you have a doctor, he'll be able to tell you what it is. But if a layman, you don't have a doctor available, then you have to be concerned that maybe whenever there's fever, maybe there's a very high fever, maybe there's a real sakana. So suffik pikuach nefesh is decha kol tarku. So that's the first version. The Ravina smeared his daughter because he felt ishos etzmirta, if there's a high fever, a high degree fever, that's a suffix sakon. Ikad di Amri, another version has it, by the time the Gemara was written down, Ravina and Ravashi were the ones who edited the Talmud Babli, but it wasn't written down till quite a few years later in the days of the Gaonim. By the time they wrote it down, so there were two versions, what Ravina's response was to Mar Ravashi. So Ikad di Amri, the other version has it, Amalei, Ravina responded back to Ravashi when he asked them, to Mar Ravashi, when he asked them, your daughter is not the sakana. So why are you violating the din that Orla is Osmano? So the second version has it. Amalei midi derech hanoa kavidna. I'm doing it shelo kederech hanoa. What would have been kederech hanoa? Rashi writes, derech hanoa lachashi is bashlu. Lachashi is bashlu does mean when the olives would be cooked. Lachashi is bashlu means when they would been fully ripened. The yotzi shamnam the beis habad, and you squeeze out the oil in a special factory to squeeze out the oil, that would be getting hanor from the olive oil kederach hanos. But here it was guharki. Rashi says guharki boisa zeisim ktanim. There were olives that didn't fully develop yet. It was before chanota. Boisa is before chanota. Chanota Tosis writes in Rosh Hashanah in the first parak chanota by Paris or Elon is the parallel to habo ashlish by tvua. So that's not normal. That's shaloka derech hanos. So since you're getting hanoa from the olive oil, shaloka derech hanos, it's only an isa derabbanon. So therefore, midi derech hanoa kavidna, so shaloka derech hanos is muta v'chelu shein mesakon. That's what it says in this gemara. So looking back on Chav Dalet Amid Beis, the Gemara's second lashon, there are two versions of what Rav Yechanan said. So the second version was he said Shaloka Derech Ana Asam. First version was that Shaloka Derech Achila is Ein Aloike. Second version was not only Shaloka Derech Achila, even Kolshkein that, but even Shaloka Derech Ana also is Ein Aloike. Why is Ein Aloike? So Pashib Shat, because the Iser is only the Rabbanan. The Iser, the Raisa of Achila is only Kederach Achilasa. If you eat Shalok Kederach Achilasa, it's only an Iser, the Rabbanan. The Iser, the Ger Hanoa, Shalok Kederach Hanoa, is only the Rabbanan. So the Makam Cholu Shem Besakana, he Tiru. That's the Pashib Shat. So this, so the two Rishonim that are a Peladik over here. So there are the Shach and Yeridea. We said in Simen Kuf Nun Hey and Sif Gimel, the Shach there quotes La Locha, the Mordechai and Ardaf, who quotes the Rav Yoh, that Shaloka Derech Achila is Heta Gomer, even mid the Rabbanon. How can it be Heta Gomer? So why does he say, by Chol Hashem B'Sakona you Mekel? You see that there's an Issa de Rabbanon. You only Mekel M'makam Chol Hashem B'Sakona. But if he's a Bari, then you're not Mekel. So Rabbi Kiveger has her Oris printed on the bottom of the page. He wrote it on the margin of his big Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Kiveger had different Shulchan Aruchs on the different times in his life. He used different editions. So he would write comments on the side. So one son of Rabbi Kiveger went to South Africa, to Johannesburg, and he printed a Shulchan Aruch. And it says on the title page that this Shulchan Aruch has the Mechaber, the Ramod, the Taz, and the Magen Avraham in small letters, and it has in big letters, Chidush Rabbi Kiveger. Why is it having big letters, Rabbi Kiveger? Because Rabbi Kiveger's son was the one who saw to it that it was printed. Then he had another son who remained behind in Prussia and Germany, and he printed a different edition in Europe. They printed a different, not in Johannesburg in South Africa. He printed a different edition of Shulchan Aruch with the Horus that Rabbi Kiveger had, and a different volume of Shulchan Aruch that he had. Recently in Eretz Yisrael, around 30, 40 years ago, and 40, 50 years ago, they put together all the editions of the Shulchan Aruch that had printed by the two sons of Rabbi Kiveger. And so they have, it's called Rabbi Kiveger HaShalem. So they have all the Ha'aris of Rabbi Kiveger from the both editions, from the European edition and from the Johannesburg edition, the South African edition. Yeah, so they have everything. So on the bottom of the page there in Yeridea, in Simen Kuf Nun Hei, Rabbi Kiveger writes on that Shach, that the Shach quotes the Rav Yoh Halacha Lamaisa, that Shalok Derech Achila, Shalok Derech Hano, is Het Gomer. So he says, look in the Shagazarye says that it's a Pella. How can the Shach paskin like the Rav Yoh? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara, as it says by Yas, Gemara says B'Ferish, that Ravina only was Mekel because it's a Cholo She'em Bo Sakona. The first version was that Ishos Hetzmirta, if you have a high fever, that's a suffix sakana. Suffix sakana is also mate kola terkula. And the second version in the Gemara was ikadiyam. The second version was that a shaloka derech hanosim. So the whole Isa was only the Rabbanan. So b'makam chol l'shem b'sakana yimeko, but not that it's muta legamre. It's only muta b'makam chol l'shem b'sakana. So that's the pella. The Rabbi Kiveger quotes the Shagasaya who asks on the Shach, why does he pass on like the Rav Yoh? That's not the Posh Pshat in the Gemara. So that Rav Yoh is a Pella, and the Magen Mishnah is a Pella. The Magen Mishnah comes to explain the Rambam. The Rambam has this Chiddush. Rambam says that when you have the Shara Niskal and the Chometz B'Pesach, that's also B'Achila, also B'Hano. You only like it if you do Achila. If you get Hano, you never like it. Why? So the Magen Mishnah says, because any other Hano other than Iser Achila is considered Shaloka Derech Hano. So the Iker Hano is really Achila. So if it's Shaloka Derech Hano, so the whole Iser is only the Rabbanan. So what was the whole Sugya Chizkiah V'Rababo? Chizkiah V'Rababo, they're both assuming that there is an Iser Hano in Chometz B'Pesach. They're just arguing, what's the Pasuk according to this? According to this Magen Mishnah, whenever you get Hano, Shaloka Derech Hano Asai, so the whole Iser is Ye'ena Loike, because anything other than Achila is Shaloka Derech Hano. So it's only Shaloka Derech Hano. So it's only an Iser de Rabbanan. Because the Gemara says on the next daf, it's muta b'makam chaylo shem b'sakana. Rabina used the shem and zayis because it was shaloka derech hanor, used it on his daughter who was a chaylo shem b'sakana. So you say the whole Yisra hanor of chametz b'pesach is only the Rabbanon. How can you say that? So Magen Mishnah says, no, it's an Issa deraisa, but you're not like chatzishir. So that's a pella. Chatzishir is also in our Torah. Chatzishir is also in our Torah. Shaloka derech hanor, the Gemara says it's muta b'makam chol l'shem misakana because the whole Issa is only the Rabbanon. So they're both a pella. The Rav Yoz a pella. The Rav Yoz says, Shaloka derech achila is muta legamre. It's not even awesome in the Rabbanon. That's against the Gemara. I'll be pashtus. The Magen Mishnah holds that Shaloka derech hanoa is an Issa deraisa, but you ain't a loike because you're Shaloka derech hanoasim. The only thing that'll be kederech hanoasim is achila. Any other form of hanoa, if the thing is royal achila, any other form of hanoa will be Shaloka derech hanoasim. How can you say it like that? It's against the Gemara. How can you say it like that? So that's the Lecha Mishnah on that Rambam, the Lecha Mishnah on the Rambam in Hilchas. Macholas Asuris points it out that there's something fishy with this Magen Mishnah, and it's a long, long, long Mishnah Melech. It goes on and on forever. And he has all these tainus against. The Pashtus and the Gemara is not like either. How does the Rambam? The Rambam is against the Gemara. The Rambam says, Be'oli Suri Hano. He's told, all means Chomets B'Pesach and Shara Niskal. Be'oli Suri Hano. You're only loike if you eat it. But if you get Hano, you never loike. Why? So the Magen Mishnah says, because it's all be Shaloka Derech Hanosam. It can't be. It's Shaloka Derech Hanosam. The Holy says only the Rabbanon. So what did we spend two blot Gemara to establish the Chomets B'Pesach and Shara Niskal HaRosam Hano? Comes out anything other than Achila. Is only awesome at the Rabbanon. It's not awesome at the Torah. How can you say that? So the Pashtus is that the Rambam is, so the Merkavis HaMishnah suggests that the Rambam must have had a different Girsa in the Gemara. He rereads everything in the Gemara. I don't know. We have to check the Digduke Seifrim. Digduke Seifrim, they did the work around 100 years, almost 100 years ago, and he quotes, he had the Munich manuscript of the Talmud Bavli, which is a pretty old one. And he shows all the differences between the Ksav Yad Minchen, the Munich manuscript, and our editions. And then he quotes other Kisvei Yad. Now they have more. Now they have more Kisvei Yad. There's a website where they have all the different Chilufi Girsois. It's Kedai to check. I don't know if there's another Girsa here. So that's what the Merkavis HaMishnah suggests, that the Rama must have had a different Girsa in the Bavli. But even without that, the Merkavis HaMishnah writes, and the Fein Naim in the back writes the same. They say the Rambam is based on a Yerushalmi. We have the Bir Agro writes in a few places, and Yoridei in the Bir Agro and Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam often has a psak that's problematic. We don't know how it fits in with the Bavli. So the Lecha Mishnah stands on his head to explain. The Rambam is bothered with Tosfos Kasha, with the Mashos Kasha. So that's why the Rambam said all the strange things that he says. And the Bir Agro says, no, not bothered with the Tosfos Kasha. The Rambam will often paskin like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli, even though the Rambam usually follows the Rif, and the Rif in the end, the very end of Erevin, writes that whenever there's a conflict between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, we always follow the Bavli. Why? Because the Talmud Yerushalmi was written down by Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the first generation of Amoraim. His Talmidim were the second generation of Amoraim. And the Bavli was written down by Ravina Rav Ashi later. And we assume that in the Talmud, when those who edited the Talmud Bavli, Ravina Rav Ashi, they were familiar. This is the Rif assumes like this. The editors of the Talmud Bavli were Rabbeinu Rav Ashi, that's a Gemara in Bava Metzia. It wasn't written down during their life, but they edited it and it was still being recited by Peh. So they were familiar with everything that it says in the Yerushalmi. And if they take a stand against the Yerushalmi, then we assume Hilchos Kebasroi. They were aware of what the Yerushalmi said and they took a stand against it. So he passed like the later Paskin because he took everything into consideration. So many books, quite a few books have been written on this riff. Is it really true that those who edited the Talmud Bavli were familiar with everything that it says in the Yerushalmi? Every so often, the Gemara will make an allusion to a story. We don't know what the story is, and Rashi will tell you it's in the Yerushalmi. So that led, perhaps that led the Rif to understand that the Bavli was familiar with everything that it says in the Yerushalmi. But it's not necessarily the case. It could be that when they were editing the Talmud Bavli, the stories were known. The stories were known, but it doesn't necessarily mean that everything that it says in the Yerushalmi was that Chachmei HaBavli were aware of everything. And therefore, Hilchos HaKibasroi, you only say Hilchos HaKibasroi, you only say Hilchos HaKibasroi. In the earlier generation, till the days of Abai Barava, we say, En Alochi Kitalmid B'makam HaRav. That we pass on like, whenever it's a machleg, is the Rebbe in the Talmud, like Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. Shlokish was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So as it turns out, Rube, the Rube of the Machlokis and Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lokish. And in three rare cases, that's the Gemara we said in Yeromis, at the beginning of Perak HaCholot, around Af Lamed Vav, so Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin. The Gemara said there are three cases where the Bavli says that we pass on like Reish Lokish against Rabbi Yochanan. So in the earlier generations, we assume Ein aloche kitalmid b'makam harav. In the later generations, me abai v'rava v'yelech, after the days of abai v'rava, then we say hilchos kibasroi. We assume that those in the later generation took into consideration everything that was set up until their time, and then and still it gave a psak against the earlier generation. So we pass on like the basroi. So that's what the Rif writes. The end of Erevin is such a famous Rif. There are quite a few books written on this, historically, whether the Rif is accurate or not, that the Chachmei HaBavli were familiar with all the Yerushalmis. Whenever there's a conflict, so we pass them like the Bavli. And the Rambam usually follows that. And the Rambam writes in the Hagdamah to the Mishnah Torah also like that, that the Bavli is more reliable than the Yerushalmi. But every so often, the Bi'ur HaGro writes in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, the other day, a few times, Kedarka lipsika Yerushalmi neged HaBavli bekama mekaymis, that the Rambam's style was, every so often, quite a few places, not to follow that Rif, the Paschal like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. So the Pashas over here, that's what the Yifei Naim writes, on Chav Dalanam and based, the Yifei Naim printed in the back of the Gemara. He always tells you what the Yerushalmi has to say. That's what the Makevis HaMishnah says also. They both quote, the Yerushalmi has a Yerushalmi on this perek, perek al Shoah, and another Yerushalmi somewhere else. The Yerushalmi says the reason why you're not loike on Yisr HaNoah is because it's what we discussed the other day, lav shebechlolos. When you have a pasuk called makam shenema leyochel nadasoch lelasochlu, so the Pshuto Shon Mikra tells you that it's also b'achila. Then the Torah Shabbat Pet tells you, whenever Kamakam Shinema Leyochel Lasochlo Lasochlu, not only does it include an Isra Achila, Pshuto Shal Mikra, it includes also an Isra Hano. But that's Gamkein, it's also included. But Pshuto Shal Mikra, the Pasuk only says that there's an Isra Achila. It doesn't say that there's an Isra Hano. So even though it's derived through the Torah Shabbat Pet, but that's considered like a Lav Shebechlalas. Gamza Nichla Bahalav. That's how the Rambam in we mentioned that Rambam wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs. In the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he lists off what, in his opinion, are the 14 guiding principles that determine whether any given mitzvah belongs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs or not. So some of the Sharoshim are more famous than others. So Sharosh Tes is one of the more famous ones. So the Rambam writes there about two issues that are related. One is if you have Kefal HaMitzvah, the topic discussed by the top Tosfos on Chav Dalan Amud Beis. If the Pasuk in Chumash repeats, you have four or five psukim repeat the same din, do you get four or five times Malkus? Or do you say, no, it's only one lav, and it's repeated for emphasis, but it's only one aver, so you only get one Malkus. So the Rambam stands alone. He disagrees with all of the Goinim and all the Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Rashi, and the Tosfos, and the Goinim. They all say not like the Rambam. If it says many times in the Chumash that it's Aser, so you get Malkus many times. And the Rambam holds not so. So that's in Sharish test, Kefal Alav. The Rambam says if, he says, let's say Tfilin. It says in the Chumash four times, Parshas Kaddish, Vayikav Yachash, Mabah, Yam Shemaya. In all four Parshas, it says you should wear Tfilin Shal Yad and Tfilin Shal Rosh. So the Gemara says in Menachah, it's the end of HaKoimitz Rabbah. One who doesn't wear Tfilin is in Mevatel, eight mitzvahs, four mitzvahs for not putting on shal yad, four mitzvahs for not putting on shal rosh. So the Rambam says it's not to be taken literally because it's a kefal mitzvah. So shal yad and shal rosh are two different mitzvahs. So haray, they're not me'akvim zeh. If you have only one, so you put on the one that you have. Because the Gemara says just because you can't do two mitzvahs, you shouldn't do one mitzvah. So you see from the Gemara, the shal yad and shal rosh are two different mitzvahs. And each mitzvah is written four times. And shema b'yam shemaya, So it's four times the two mitzvahs are written. So the Gemara says, one who doesn't like tefillin is mevatel eight mitzvahs. So the Rambam says it's not really true. It's just mevatel two mitzvahs. One mitzvah shal yad, one mitzvah shal rosh. And it's written four times for emphasis, but it only counts as one mitzvah. So in the same Shoresh Tes, the Rambam speaks about lav shebechlolis. If you have one pasuk that has more than one level of interpretation, like we gave the mashal of loisechanim, so there are three different interpretations. So loisechanim, so that'll be a shaila. Is that called a lav shebechlolis? So the Rambam seems to hold like the Rabbi Lezer Mitz. Here, the Tosfos on Chof Dalet Amud Aleph, the second Tosfos from the top, quotes Rav Lezer Mimitz. He says, the Pshuto Shel Mikra Yualoike, what is also included because of the Torah Shebaal Peh, adding on an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk, based on the Pasuk in Tilm, that says, Achaz Dibur Lakim, Shtaim Zu Shamayta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated one Pasuk in the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, but it has more than one level of interpretation, the Pshuto Shel Mikra, and additional levels of interpretation. So the Rambam says, whatever it's pshuto shel mikra, you're loike. Whatever is an additional level of interpretation, for that you ain't a loike. That's the same as Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. That's the Rambam holds. Where does the Gemara say you're not loike and a lav shebechlolis in Sanhedrin Samar Gimel benigir to the lav lo soch lo al adam? So what's the pshuto shel mikra and what's the drushes of the Torah Shebaal Peh? So we said the Ramban on Chumash says the pshuto shel mikra lo soch lo al adam. The Ovdei Avodah Zarah realized that the blood keeps the organism alive. Ki Adam hu anefesh, the blood circulation keeps the animal alive. That's a pasuk in Chumash. Somehow the world of medicine didn't realize that till a few centuries ago, but in the days of the Tanakh, they didn't know that. That says in the Chumash, Ki Adam hu anefesh, the blood circulation keeps the organism alive. Yeah. So they used to, when they would slaughter an animal, they gathered together a puddle of blood and they would sit around it and recite incantations. Somehow they felt there must be a deity involved over here because you can't have life, yesh me'ayin, you can't have spontaneous generation. So the fact that the blood circulates and keeps the animal alive must be that there's some outside power, there's some God somewhere, there's some divinity that gives life, because you can't have yesh me'ayin, you can't have life without a deity giving the life. So they had the practice. They used to be oichel al adam. They used to eat and sit around in a circle around a puddle of blood in the middle. That's how they understood. Ramban Chumash says that's the pshuto shel mikra, and all the interpretations that the Gemara has there in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Sanhedrin shehargu sanefesh, are not allowed to eat the rest of the day. Or you're not allowed to eat before you dam and shachar, so you're not allowed to eat from a korban before you do zrikas adam. You're not allowed to eat from a behemah korban shetetze napsha when you finish the shchita, but you have to wait till the animal stops jumping around. You shouldn't eat the meat right away. Everything is all additional levels of interpretation, but it's not lefi pshuto shel mikra. That's what the Ramban learns on Chumash. That's why all the things in the Gemara, all the interpretation the Gemara gives are additional levels of interpretation of Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Pshuto Shel Mikra, according to the Ramban, is when the people sit around in a circle and with a puddle of blood in the middle, and this was a practice L'shem Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Rav Soloveitchik used to learn Pshat like the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs seems to hold the same, but he doesn't learn like the Ramban that Pshuto Shel Mikra means L'soch Lo L'adam. You shouldn't sit around with the puddle of blood in the middle. L'soch lal adam is the law for a ben sora mora. L'soch l'achila hamaviyah l'idei dam. If the child, he can only qualify as a ben sora mora the first 3 months after your bar mitzvah. So the first 3 months after the bar mitzvah, if the child, before bar mitzvah, he's a cotton, so you don't punish him. And after 3 months, then he's no more, the Gemara says, no, I can't. He doesn't qualify as a ben sorma. He's right to become a father already, because he can make a girl pregnant if he would get married the day of his bar mitzvah. He's right laholid, and after 3 months, it would have been hukar ubra. She would become pregnant the first day. So that's ben So Ramah, Ben Velo Roy Lekros Oaf. If he's Roy to become already a father, then he can't become a Ben Soramar. Let's say the Ben Soramar is 75 years old and his father is 95 years old. So there's no din of Ben Soramar. The guy 75 years old already has grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So even if he's only 13 and 3 months old, he could have gotten married the day of his bar mitzvah, could have made his wife pregnant the first day, and after 3 months, it would have been hukah rubra. That's what the Gemara says. A woman is pregnant 3 months, it would be hukah rubra. That's called ben tzoramar, v'lo roi lekros ha'av. So the Rambam understood, the Gemara says, l'soch l'aladan l'soch l'achila ha'mevi'a l'idei dam. You're not allowed to, that's the law of a ben tzoramar. The Rambam, the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, there's a perek ben tzoramar. So the Mishnah says, the achila rishayna that the ben tzoramar stole money from his father, and he buys basaviyayin, but then is this zolel v'sovei. So the Gemara says, zolel v'sovei means that he drinks sharp wine, and he eats steaks with the stolen money, and he eats with a bunch of hoodlums, gangsters. So achila rishayna that the kid does, he gets malchus. Achila shniya, then he gets misa of ben tzoramar. So the Rambam writes, achila rishayna, he gets malchus, the regular din that you get malchus, because dumi dalav da chasima. So the Rambam understands that that's pshuto shal mikra, l'soch l'achila ha-mevi'a l'idei dam, that goes on ben tzoramar. And all the other things, not to eat from a behemish kodim sh'teitze napsha, and not to eat from a korban kodim zrika sadam, and not to eat before you daven, and everything else are additional levels of interpretation of the Torah Shebaal Peh. It's similar to the Ramban, but not like the Ramban, that the Ikar Pshut Shal Mikra goes on people sitting around in a circle with a puddle of blood on the floor. The Ikar Pshut Shal Mikra goes on the Iser of the Ben Soramar eating. Yeah, so that's what the Merkevis HaMishnah and the Ifeinayim, Merkevis HaMishnah was before the Ifeinayim. Ifeinayim was only, he wrote it when they were printing the Talmud Bavli in Vilna in the late 1800s. So they both write the same thing. The Rambam paskins like the Yerushalmi. So the Merkevis HaMishnah suggests that he had a different gears in the Bavli, everything backwards. That's, you have to check to see, is there another manuscript that has such a gears? You don't have to say like that. You can say like the Ifeinayim says, like the Bir Agor writes in a few times, Kedak Hishol HaRamam lives in Kai Yerushalmi Neger HaBavli. Every so often there is a Rambam where he paskins like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli, even though he himself usually does follow the Rif in the end of the Erevin, that whenever there's a conflict between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, you always follow the Bavli, because Hilchus HaGebasroi. But every so often, the Rambam, the Bir Agor will point out that the Rambam is paskining like Yerushalmi's. Merkevis HaMishnah has that a lot of times. There are Peladike Rambams, and the Lech HaMishnah stands on his head to work, to figure it out. How did the Rambam figure this out? So Merkevis HaMishnah says, no, he got it from the Yerushalmi, he didn't get it from the Bavli. So this one also, the Pashtus is, the Rambam, it's against the Bavli. He got it from the Yerushalmi, not from the Bavli. But they're both problematic. The Rav Yos says that if you eat and the Shach Paskin like that. That's a Pella. Rabbi Kvege writes, look in the Shagas Aryeh. The Rav Yo is a Pella. The Gemara says on Chof Ham Beis that there is an Isa de Rabbanan. To eat Shaloka Derech Achilosa is awesome at the Rabbanan. It's only Mutam Amokam Chol L'Shem B'Salkan. It's not that it's Het Gomer. And the Magen Mishnah is Pelladik. The Magen Mishnah says that to eat Shaloka Derech Achilosa, to get Hanoah, Shaloka Derech Hanoasai, is an Isa Deraisa like Chatzishir. How can it be an Isa Deraisa? If it's an Isa Deraisa, how are you matir v'makam chol shem b'sakana? That's very strange. Yeah, that Gemara we spoke about already, that b'makam chol shem b'sakana, we allow Shaloka Derech Hanoasai. That's what Ravina responds to Mar Barabashi. Ika di Amri, the second version was, I'm doing Shaloka Derech HaNosim. Shaloka Derech HaNosim is only awesome in the Rabbanon. So b'makom chol shem b'sakana, so a mekel, because it's only the Rabbanon. So the Ran on the Rif, the Ran quotes. He's really quoting from the Ramban in the Ramban was a doctor, so he wrote a sefer called Torah Sa'adam. Torah Sodom is about, for Jewish doctors, religious doctors, what's the din when a baby is born? What's the din of delivering the baby? What are you allowed to do on Shabbos? What are you not allowed to do? Then when the baby grows up, when the baby gets sick, what are the doctors allowed to do? When are they allowed to treat? When are they not allowed to treat? There's a question. The medicine is always, they learn from their mistakes, like in the COVID that we just went, we're going through now. A couple of months ago, we had over 500 people dying every single day for a whole week straight in New York City. Now you have much fewer people. How come so many people dying? Because they didn't know how to deal with it. Now they know better how to deal with it. So all the medicine is based on trial and error. And over the years, over the last couple of months, thousands and thousands of people died from the COVID because the doctors and the nurses didn't know how to treat it. So that's a question. Are the doctors allowed to treat patients based on medicine? It's not a chokhmah that they really know. Everything is guessing. It's a trial and error. And they made a lot of errors. They made a lot of errors. So that's so the Ramban talks about that. That's the pasuk v'rapi rapi mikanshi nitn rishus l'roife l'rapis. Doctors are permitted to treat patients even though their knowledge of medicine is not so solid, because it's really guesswork and they may be killing the patients, but that's called treating the patients based on the medicine of their generation. That's called treating the patients. When 6 months later, that's called killing the patients. The doctors all have to be up on all the latest news. If a doctor treats patients today like they did 30 years ago, he'll be a retzeach. Or the doctor treats patients the way they did 6 months ago, it's also a retzeach. He's going to be killing the patients. They keep on updating all the medicine. They keep on discovering more. It's trial and error. So they keep on discovering more. So the Ramban talks about that in the Torah Sa'adam. So then he discusses what's the din, who is allowed to practice medicine, do you need permission from the Rabbanim, do you need permission from the government, and then what happens if the doctor accidentally kills the patient? So does he have to go to Ari Miklat? One who kills Bishegi goes to Ari Miklat. So there are different, does he have to pay? Let's say medical malpractice was 40 years ago, that was a big hot topic. Everyone was discussing medical malpractice. And then they were discussing rabbinic malpractice. I asked the rabbi to be Masadi Kedushin at my wedding. Then I come to the wedding and the rabbi doesn't show up. So usually a guy from the yeshiva gets married, he has 25 rabbanim there. So he has another 24 if the main rabbi doesn't show up. But a lot of balabatim get married, there's only one rabbi coming and the rabbi forgot to show up. So there's a shaila of rabbinical malpractice. Can you sue the rabbi for not showing up at your wedding because you don't have anybody to be Masadi Kedushin? So they had a whole pilpul about this years ago, about medical malpractice. So the Ramban talks about it. There's a three-way stira in Tosefta's. There are three Tosefta's, two in Bava Kamma, one in Gittin. What's a din of medical malpractice? Medical malpractice and the patient died, that's a Mishnah and Makkos, that he doesn't go to Ari Mikla, does not go to Ari Mikla because he's doing a mitzvah. And what about medical malpractice and the patient is sick because with the doctor, the patient is going to be permanently sick for the rest of his life? Does he have to pay or not? So there's a stira, three toseftas. One tosefta says chai, one tosefta says potter, and the third one says potter medina adam v'chai b'dinu shamayim. So the Ramban explains why there's no stira. Each tosefta is talking about something else. The Ramban, the Or Sameach explains the Ramban. So there's a whole discussion on that topic. So the Ran on our daf is really quoting this from the Ramban in the Sefer Torah Sodom. We have the Torah Sodom, it's printed. This is Alman Meltzer, printed it from the manuscript. Now they have better. Rabbi Chevel reprinted the Torah Sodom with footnotes. Very nice job. So the Ramban in Torah Sodom has this machloek that the Ran alludes to, that some said that, let's say, Stam Yenim is only forbidden with the Rabbanon. So if a person is a cholish she'ein bo sakana, we would allow drinking stam yenam. If the doctors think that that's in every generation, doctors have different funny ideas. Maybe in our generation, they'll laugh at it. The guy's going to drink wine, he's going to get better. But if the doctors think that by drinking stam yenam, and it wouldn't work if he drinks kosher wine, why not? How can it be? So if the doctors think the only way to cure the patient, cholish she'ein bo sakana, is to drink stam yenam, then it would be mutter. So the Ran says we don't accept the two opinions in Shulchan Aruch, and the Shach says we don't accept that opinion. We pass on halacha that we only allow by choyl shem b'sakana. That was the Gemara of Ham and Beis. Ravina smeared the olive oil on his daughter because she had a high fever. Ishasa smirta, she had a high fever because she was a choyl shem b'sakana. Choyl shem b'sakana means a person who is sick and he prevented from functioning normally. If the person has aches and pains and it doesn't really, everything hurts, but it doesn't prevent them from functioning normally. When people start getting old, so they have aches and pains all over the place. So that's not called a chod l'shem b'sakana. If the person can function normally, that's called a chod l'shem b'sakana. Either mutal l'mishka v'chod l'kol gufa or something like that. The person can function normally. So to what extent are you makled by chod l'shem b'sakana? So the one opinion in the Ramban and the Torah Adam in the Ran on the Rif on this Gemara of Hamad base was that all the Rabbanans are mutter. So that we don't accept. We say only not to drink stam yenam. No, to get hanoah shaluk aderech hanoah osam. That's mutter. Well, what's the difference between shaluk hanoah shaluk aderech hanoah osam and drinking stam yenam? So the Pashta says that to drink stam yenam is macholas asuris midirabbanon. There's macholas asuris deraisa. Then there's macholas asuris derabbanon. To get hanoah shaluk aderech hanoah osam, that's a gzeira. On the level of the Raisa Shaloka Derech HaNosam is Mutter, and Midirabana, they acid it, not like the Ravio, Midirabana, they acid it like the Shagasariya says. So since it's only a Gzera, so we allow all Gzeras by Chol Hashem B'Sakana. That's talk in Hilcha Shabbos like that. And Simon Shin Chav Ches and Hilcha Shabbos, so they quote, the Mechaber quotes four different opinions. What's the din by a Chol Hashem B'Sakana?
Can you stop for a minute, it's Rabbi Goldschmidt?
On Shabbos. Okay.
Tell you 1 minute.
Okay, I'll be mopsic just for a minute, excuse me. Okay. So, in Simishin Chav Ches and Hilcha Shabbos, the Mechaber quotes different opinions. By Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, whatever you have to do to save the person's life. If you have to do a melacha deraisa to drive him to the hospital, so you're permitted to do it, whatever you need to save his life. What's a din of a chayla she'ein bo sakana? He's mutal lemishka b'chayla kogufa, has aches and pains all over, and it prevents him from functioning normally. So to what extent would we be makel? To what extent would we be lenient in Hilcha Shabbos? Mechaber quotes four different opinions, how we paskin. Not to many deraisas, but the question is, what about the rabbanans? So then the Mechaber says, from the four different opinions, we should pass on like the third opinion. Third opinion is the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam. So the Ramban draws this distinction. He gives you different cases. He doesn't tell you what the klal is, but if you go through all the cases, the Pashtas and the Gemara is like this. What on Shabbos, there are malachas deraisa that are forbidden, then there are malachas derabban, and then there are things that are also because of gzeira. Let's say you're not allowed to climb on a tree on Shabbos. Gzeira shema yachtoch zmora. Not allowed to ride horseback. He may break off a branch to hit the animal that the horse should go faster. So you're going to say whoever climbs on a tree, whoever rides on a horseback, is in violation of kotzer. Now, he didn't do kotzer. He even made the rabbanon. He didn't do kotzer. It's a gzera. Let's say mekach hamemker is awesome at the rabbanon. Gzera shem miyichtov. So you say if I sell a sefer on Shabbos, I violated ksiva. He didn't do ksiva. Even with the rabbanon, he didn't do ksiva. It's a gzera. There are some things that are also, let's say, refuah b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to apply, midirabbanan, they made a prohibition. You're not allowed to apply medication on Shabbos. Why? Gzeira shem yishachik samamanim. He may grind up the vegetables in order to prepare the medication. You're going to say, whoever swallows a pill on Shabbos or Yontif is a violation of tochein. He didn't do tchina. So the maximum you can say is that it's a gzera derabbanim. So a lot of things that are a gzera. So whatever is a gzera, that's what the Ramban said. Whatever is a gzera midirabbanan is mutter for chol l'shem b'sakana. Whatever is a malacha midirabbanan, that you're not mekel. That you only mekel when there's a sakonas aver. Sakonas aver is not called sakonas nefoshes. There is an opinion that it is. The Me'iri has a different gifts in the Gemara, but it's Zardab Chav Zayin. But in Shulchan Aruch, they have not accepted the opinion of the Me'iri, that Girsa. The way our gifts in the Gemara and Avodah Zara is that only sakanas nefashis, loss of life, but loss of a limb is not called sakanas nefashis. But if there's a concern of loss of a limb, so all the rabbanas are muta. That's what the Ramat. All the rabbanas are muta, even a malachim and the rabbanan. But if he's only a cholei she'ein b'sakana, he can't function normally. Cholei kol gufo muta on the mishkan. The person is prevented from functioning normally. So then we allow one. The Ramban in the Mechaber says v'alochi kedei hashlishis. You see, in the end of Shin Chav Ches, we should pass like the Ramban. So that's what the Ramban says. We only allow one to violate Xeris, the Rabban, and not to violate Malachas, the Rabban. So when it comes to non-kosher food, so it's also such a parallel. If you're going to eat, you're going to get Hanoa Shaloka Derech Achilosim. You're going to eat some food that's bitter, trefa food that's bitter. Or Shaloka Derech Hanoosim. You're going to use Goharki the Orla. It didn't have Avo Ashlish, it didn't have Chanota. So if he's eating something, Shaloka Derech Hanoosim, that's only a Gzera Derabon. If he eats Tam Yenam, he drinks Tam Yenam, that's Macholas Asuris Mederabon. So whatever is Mamish Macholas Asuris Mederabon, like Chil Amalacha Mederabon on Shabbos, we will not permit the Mach Machol Hashem Misakana. But whatever is only a Gzera that you would permit on Shabbos. So Shaloka Derech Hanoosim, Shaloka Derech Achilosai, that's only a Gzera Derabon. Yeah. So that's in Shulchan Aruch. They quote the two opinions, and we are machmer on that, like the Ran and the Rabban. The Rabban's quoting from the Ran on the Rif on our Daf, Chofei Mabes. It's simply quoting it from the Ramban in the Torah of Adam. So these were, again, getting back to Chavdal and Mabes, so there were two versions in the Gemara. The first version was that the way the Bavli says, the Rambam quotes the Rishalmi, a totally different story. That you never get Malkus on any Isuri Hanoah because it's a Labshe Bechlolus, because the Pshutel Shamikrit says, Lo Yeocheles Besor, it says only Achila. Torah Shemal Pen interprets an additional level of interpretation, Kamakim Shenem Aloy Serklu, includes also Isur Hanoah, but that's Torah Shemal Pen. That's not Dumi the Labda Hasima. Labda Hasima has to be Pshutel Shamikram. That's what the Rishami said. That's what both the Merkevus and Mishnah. And if A9 and say the Rambam is paskening like the Rishami, we shouldn't break our heads to try to figure out how it fits into the Bavli. Kevus HaMishnah tries to change the whole girsa. He could have just left it that the Rambam paskens like the Rishami against the Bavli. Anyway, so those are the two Lashonis and the Gemara. First Lashon was first version of Rabba Boam Rabbi Yechanan on Chov Dalan and Beis. Rabbi Yechanan only said it if you eat Macholas Hasuris, Shalok Ederach Achila. But Hanoah, there is no difference between Kederach and Shalok Kederach. Hanoah is Hanoah. Whatever is Hanoah is an Isur Hanoah. The second version was no. Just like in Isuri Achila, there's a normal way and an abnormal way, irregular way. So in Hanoah also, if you get Hanoah, Shalok Kederach Hanoah, say, that will only be an Isur Derabbanan and will only be Mekel, but Makam Chol Hashem Misakan. So the Gemara continues, Amar Abzera, Afanana Mitinino. I'll show you from a Mishnah in Trumas. The Rabbi Yechanan is right. The Mishnah in Trumas talks about Orla. If you plant a tree, so the first 3 years, the peres are asa b'achila and asa b'hanoah. So if a person eats the peres, so he'll be like it. If he eats the peres, he's like it. So the Mishnah says, what about mashkem hayotzim? You have peres that are orla. A lot of times nothing will grow the first 3 years. It doesn't grow. There is not in the first 3 years that it bears fruit. The first 3 years from the time it takes root. So if nothing grows, you're off the hook. There's no din of orla. But if peres do grow, so not only is it asa b'hanoah, if you make juice out of it, if you have zeitzim v'anovim, that it says in the Mishnah, ein sof kemisar boim, you only get malkas for eating orla, mishum orla, el aleyetzim en azeitzim en anovim b'alvat. Only on olive oil or on grape juice. If you smear the grape juice on the body, you get hanoah. Or if you smear the olive oil on the body, you get hanoah. You maloike. Or if you drink the wine, you get malchus. What about if you drink other apple juice or orange juice? The ilu mitosim teinavim odim. If you have other forms of juice, loy, then you wouldn't be loike. My time, how come you're not like it? So the Gemara says, it must be. That's what Abzera thought. Must be. Mishum de la kochel hu derech hanoasim. In the days of the Mishnah that was abnormal. They never had, there was no such thing as orange juice and apple juice. Yeah. Today it is normal. Today it is normal. So only Mashkem HaYotzim and Azesim and Anovim was normal. And Mashkem HaYotzim, Itoisim, Teinu, V'Rimonim, orange juice, apple juice was not normal. So he said, from that Mishnah, you see that Shaloka Derech Achila is only Anisa Derabbanan, and that's why you're not Tzofik HaSarbaim, you don't get Malkus. So that's what Rab Zeira says. You have a Raif on the Mishnah, the Rab Yechanan is right. Yeah. Zeisim HaNovim, according to that Pshat, so Bismana that became normal. Today, everybody drinks apple juice, orange juice. It became normal. What are you going to say? It depends on Matan Torah. It depends on Shas Tzentzah. At the time, Maimon HaSinai, it wasn't common to drink apple juice and orange juice. So, you know, today it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. So it's still considered Shalok Kederach, highly questionable. The Pashtus is Kederach Achila, Shalok Kederach Achila. And every generation is going to be a little different. Whatever is Kederach is in that generation is Kederach. That's a question. There's a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. One of the 39 Malachas on Shabbos is Bishul. So the Gemara says one is only in violation of the Issa Bishul if he does Bishul be'esh, Bishul be'ur, olive of resh, is sometimes pronounced or, light, and sometimes pronounced ur. L'chu ba'ru be'ur ishchem, you should burn in Gehenna. So ur, olive of resh, means a fire. Olive of resh, or, means a light. So bishul ba'ur or betolda sa'ur. The only time you violate bishul deraisa if you cook with a fire. Well, let's say I heated up a frying pan on top of the fire. Then I take the frying pan off the fire. And I crack open an egg, and the frying pan is so burning hot because I had it on the fire for a long time. So that's called tolda sa'ur. The frying pan was heated up by the fire, and now I put the raw egg in, and the raw egg becomes a fried egg. So that's bishul b'ur betoldos. But if you do bishul b'chama or betoldos hachama, let's say I'm in the Sahara Desert and I have and the sun is beating down, it's so hot. I crack open an egg on a frying pan. The frying pan is heated up by the sun. So that's not bishul derais. So Rashi writes on Masechet Shabbos, why not? Because of shalok derech bishul. Usually the din of shalok derech usually is a din in Hilchos Shabbos. Because malachas machshavas asuter. So let's say if a person is a writing and he writes with the left hand, so the Mishnah says that the hakaisa b'smol is not chayv. So usually the pasuk malachas machshavas doesn't say by malachas shabbos. It says by malachas hamishkan. When the mumchim were preparing everything for the mishkan, so they did everything malachas machshavas. But the Torah says the definition of malacha is based on malachas hamishkan. That's the first half in Bava Kama. Whatever, when major activities in Asiyas HaMishkan are considered malachas, whatever were not so important, Hach David b'Mishkan Chashiva Kor Eliyav, Hach Delo David b'Mishkan Chashiva Kor Eliyav. That's in Bava Kama, the Beis Haman Aleph, the first Amud in Bava Kama. Any major activity involved in the construction of the Mishkan is considered a malachas. So that's how the Tanoim established the whole idea of the 39 Ovis malachas. So that expression, Malachas Mashabes, appears in connection with Asiyas HaMishkan. So the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Chagiga says, even though the Pasuk doesn't say by Shabbos, but it says it by the Mishkan, and all the Malachas on Shabbos are based on whatever was important in construction of the Mishkan. So that's why Malachas Mashabes is a klal in Malachas Shabbos. So usually it's Lahokel. Once in a long while, it's lahachma, usually lahachma. So if you do a malocha, kalachayad, you write with the left hand, it's only the rabbanon. Instead of carrying money in your hand or you carry in your pocket, let's say you put the money in your hat, inside your hat, and you carry it in your hat. That's haitzah, shalok kederech. So haitzah, shalok kederech, whenever you do a malocha, shalok kederech, it's only the rabbanon. If you carry with the right hand or the left hand, that's the same thing. You carry a suitcase with the right and left hand. You carry something in your hand. That's no difference, right hand or left hand. If you write with the left hand, it's going to be slappy. So that's kalachayat. But if you carry in the left hand, the Mishnah says, hakoisa hamotzi be'mimin be'mismal is kedarkai. So that's a din in Hilchos Shabbos. Then we have a din over here. Achila shelo kederach achila. Hanoh shelo kederach hanoh. This is not Hilchos Shabbos. So it's a din in kol haTorah kolo. Also, if you do shelo kederech, so by other resurim also, it's not an isa deraisa. There'll only be an isa derabbanan. So the question is, what do you need the pasuk malachas machshebes to say that if you do a malacha kalacha yad, you're not chayv? It's a din in kol haTorah kolo. They're all averis. You can only violate aver if you do it the normal way. If you do kalacha yad in kol haTorah kolo, it's a din that it's only going to be derabbanan. Let's say I'm a bashel bechama. I'm a bashel bechama is not only a din in Hilchas Shabbos, that I'm a bashel bechama. Rashi in Perikira, in the third Perik in Shabbos, Rashi writes, I'm a bashel bechama, betoldas chama, is not an Isa deraisa, because ein derech disha bekach. So it should only be a din in Hilchas Shabbos, but the Gemara says, we learned chulin last year. So the Gemara in the first daf in Kol HaBasa says, if you cook basa bechala bechama, or betoldas chama, then it's not deraisa, or bekli bisha. Bishul b'klisheni. Tosfos says bishul b'klisheni is not called bishul because ein derech bishul b'kach. You only violate bishul basa b'chalav, and it's only basa b'chalav deraisa asa b'achila b'anah if you did a bishul kedarkai. That's not a din in Hilchas Shabbos. So you see that shelo kedarkai is a din in kol haTorah kulo. So why did the Gemara in Hilchas Shabbos have to quote the pasuk malachas machshebes that a kosev b'smolo is not chay because malachas machshebes it's a din in kol haTorah kulo. And whenever there's a din in the Torah, here, shalok derech achilosa, shalok derech anosa. Whenever you have an avera and you do it, shalok derech. So it's not going to be an isa deraisa. The worst it could be is going to be an isa derabbanan. So the Avnei Nezer talks about this. Rabbi Chanan talks about it also. So they distinguish in Hilchas Shabbos. In Hilchas Shabbos, they want to say, let's say, I carry the money in my hat. I put the dollar bills inside the hat and I carry. When your wife has to go to the hospital on Shabbos because she's in labor, so you have to pay the taxi cab driver. So you put the money in your hat, you carry if there's no erev. If there's an erev, so you're not in violation of carrying. So you want to lower the issa, akal akal tchilas. So instead of violating an issa deraisa to carry kedarkai, so make it into a derabbanan, carry shalok kedarkai. So the Avnei Nezer explains by Shabbos, even though the end result is exactly the same, by Shar Kol HaTorah Kula, the Isser is only if you do it Kedarkai, because you do Shalok Kedarkai, it's a totally different result. Masheni came by Shabbos, even if the result is exactly the same, but the way you did it was Shalok Kedarkai. Let's say I type on the typewriter. So instead of typing chveis with the right hand, I type, people usually type with both hands. That's a bad example. I don't know. Let's say turn on the light. So normally turn on the light with the right hand. Let's say turn on the light with my elbow. I push the switch to the light with the elbow. So the light is on. The end result is exactly the same. But still, since I pushed the switch with my elbow, I only violated it derabbanan. In Shar Kol HaTorah Kulo, when there's a din of shaloi kedarkai, it's because the result is different. Not only the pu'ula, the ma'isa there was done differently, the result is going to be different. But on Shabbos, because of the pasuk malach l'mal Shabbos, even if the result is going to be exactly the same, but the pu'ula that you did was abnormal, so that also lowers it to the level of the rabbanan. Okay, well, we'll have to continue tomorrow. Gulinera. We'll have to continue tomorrow with this toisim v'rimayim, yeah. What's the din, let's say, Bizman Hazeh? Let's say the Bizman Hazeh, we have solar heat. The din is that one who cooks betoldas chama is only awesome in the Rabbonim. So what about solar heat today? It's also only awesome in the Rabbonim. So maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. Okay. I apologize. I have to answer the phone. Everyone should be well. See you tomorrow.